Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday, August 26th, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. That is right. Built Bar is back and better than ever, so go to BuiltBar.com right now. Shout out to Built Bar for sponsoring today's episode. And on today's episode, because she is legally changing her middle name to podcast guest, Lucy Rodine is back on the Locked On Big Ten show. We laugh and smile and commemorate about happier times from some of our coverage of Big Ten athletics, and she shares some great stories about her times covering the Iowa Hawkeyes while a student journalist, some of the great social content she is continuing to make for Hawkeye Nation, and of course, let me start this right here. A big shout out to our mutual friend, Frank Garza. That is right, the father of the Big Ten Player of the Year in 2019 in college basketball, Luca Garza. We share some great stories about Frank, and Lucy really has a great one about the great man that Frank Garza is. So really, you could call this the Frank Garza appreciation episode. And speaking of parents, that has been the theme of the last week for the Big Ten. In terms of the Big Ten parents, mainly led by Randy Wade, Sean Wade's father from Ohio State, and their demands still to speak and have an open communication line with Kevin Warren. I direct you right now to a great article on ESPN from Adam Rittenberg, the ESPN college football reporter, sharing why the concerns and the questions of these parents are valid, and although comical at times to see parents peacefully protesting outside of Big Ten headquarters where you see Fogo de Chão in the background, their concerns are legitimate, and they deserve the answers that we all really deserve, because still to this point, although Kevin Warren has had words, we do not have the medical advice from the experts, the infectious disease doctors, that have led to the cancellation of, or excuse me, postponement. There you go, Kevin Warren. I do it every time. Nope, you know what? I give and threw Kevin Warren a bone this past week. We're going back to cancellation, because that's what it feels like in my heart. We still don't have the exact medical studies of why this is happening. That's what I want to see so badly. I would like to learn more about the dangers of COVID-19, not only as a football fan of the Big Ten, but also for my own personal well-being, because if there's some scientific research they have in there that was shared with Big Ten programs, especially concerning myocarditis and how it can arise even in people who had a mild symptom case or asymptomatic in general, I would like to learn about it. And I think we deserve those answers. So Adam Rittenberg had a great piece pretty much encompassing all that we have discussed in the past week here about why we feel the way we do, why the anger and the vitriol we have right now to the Big Ten League office is legitimate. And those are some of the concerns that we still feel mainly a week, 2 weeks later. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. Wow, crazy. See, sometimes I just go off and I start talking and it settles in with me and I take a realization that, oh, wow, we're not going to have any Big Ten football this fall. Man, that's tough. And that's why we try to mend that heartbreak with Lucy Rodine. Let's kick it over to the famed podcast guest. You do Big Ten Blitz. You have a more comedic style of your Big Ten commentary. I am a very similar way. I've had to have a lot more serious discussions this past month about Big Ten football and how they are dealing with a global pandemic than I would like to. Normally, I like to bring people on and have a little bit more fun with it. So why do you think you take that side of it with your personality? How can you try to relate to fans that love whatever Big Ten school when you kind of break them down a little bit and use comedy as your path of doing so?
Well, so I guess I think what's made my work, you know, relatable, that people like it and enjoy it, is it comes from the fan perspective. Like, yes, I'm a media member. I would get press passes and go to the games, but like, I was an Iowa student. Everybody knew who I was cheering for to win that game.
Right.
And so when you take it from the fan perspective, I feel like people relate more, and it's not so much I'm trying to tell you the news. It's like, hey, I'm in this with you. And I guess, I don't know, comedic wise, I just, you know, even though like we're all super depressed about sports not being there, like, There are more important things in the world. And like, I have totally cried after Iowa's lost a football game or something. Like, I've totally let sports ruin my week, my day, my month, probably my year too. But it's one of those things where it's like, it didn't kill you. And so I just try to like make it lighthearted and fun, because sports are like, they're so important. I love them so much. But like, at the end of the day, they're literally a game. Like, why not try to make things fun and enjoyable? And, you know, I think, I love it when media members show their personality, when they put kind of themselves into what they do. I think it makes their work more relatable, and it makes you kind of feel more connected to them. And so that's just always what I've tried to do.
Right. I completely agree. I mean, that's the name of the game right now, is to show a little bit of your personality, become an authentic figure. You're not just somebody that is giving you a hot take that's like, okay, great, we can get that anywhere we want. So you mentioned you have your claim to fame in Iowa City. You are an alum of the University of Iowa. Have you had any funny experiences with Iowa athletes, whether for Big Ten Blitz, for media coverage, or any other story that you can share with us here on Locked On Big Ten?
All right, so I've never told this story before because
exclusive. Bum, bum, bum. Here we go. I love it.
Because I was, you know, worried about losing my press pass because of the story, but I'm not doing that anymore, and there are no sports this year.
There's no press passes to be given in the first place.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter. I don't live in Iowa anymore.
Right.
So I would, every once in a while, I would cover away basketball games, very rarely, but if it was close by or if I just like really, really wanted to cover the game, I would. And 2 years ago, my junior year of college, I had to meet up with my dad for something, and he lives in North Carolina. I lived in Iowa. That's not close at all, obviously, 14-hour drive. And so I was like, hey, Iowa's at Indiana this weekend, and how about we just meet in Bloomington? And so okay. I'll cover the game. You can go to the game, whatever. And he was like, yeah, cool. And so he was supposed to bring my little brother with him, but he ended up not. So he was just there by himself. So we went out to dinner, and then I go cover the game, and he just goes and sits by himself. And I was like, oh, man, like, I feel kind of bad. You know, he's just watching this game by himself, and, like, only Iowa fan there, and Iowa ended up winning this game. And so I knew that I would have to go to like the post game press conference afterwards, all that stuff. And so I was like, man, he's just going to have to sit in the parking lot for like an hour and a half. And so I was like, all right, dad, like, here's the sneak you into the press conference, but you can't do anything and you can't say anything. Do you understand? And he was like, oh yeah, totally get it. Turns out he did not get it. He did not get it at all. And so press conference starts, so I take my press pass off. I give it to him. I say, zip up your jacket so you don't have anything Iowa on, and just sit there and act like you're my camera dude. No one's going to say anything to you. You're a 45-year-old white dude. You look like you belong here. Like, you're good. And so we go through Fran McCaffrey's press conference, whatever, and then they'll just bring out the players. You know, they just bring out three or so players at a time, and you can just hop from player to player, whatever. So once they start stacking up the chairs, I said, just stand in the corner and don't say or do anything. And he's like, okay, got it. And I saw him taking pictures and stuff. And I was like, that's fine. Like, I figured he'd do it. He's a dad, you know?
Right.
And like,
very dad move right there.
He's a Iowa fan. It's so cool for him to get to go to a Fran McCaffrey press conference and just be right there. And so I'm standing there and I'm talking to Tyler Cook. And I see out of the corner of my eye, my dad start to move. And I was like, oh God, this can't be good. And so like, I'm waiting for like TC to finish answering the question. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what is he doing? Where is he going? And like, I'm sure Tyler could tell that I was like, just not paying attention. So he answers the question. I said, thank you. And I run over to my dad just in time for him to go up to one of the players. He went up to Nicholas Bear, who's like the nicest dude ever. And goes up to him and goes, man, you shot really bad from three tonight.
Oh my God, dad, what are we doing?
I know. And Nicholas, and he, like, my dad's a super funny dude. Like, he knows how to talk to people. So he didn't sound like a total asshole, but it was kind of one of those like, oh my God. And, yeah. And like, Nicholas was just kind of like, haha, funny. And I was just there like mortified. Like, I just couldn't believe that he had done that. And my dad just like walked away and just kept taking pictures. And then it was just kind of like, afterwards I was like, what are you doing? Like, I told you not to do it. And he was like, well, Lucy, nobody was talking to him. I felt bad. And I was like, so you went up and told him he sucked from like behind the arc? Like, that was your big plan? And so every once in a while, my dad like will randomly like, you know, we'll talk, whatever. And he'll be like, did Nicholas Bear like ever say anything like about me to like you or anybody? And I'm like, no, he doesn't remember or care about you. Like, it was just such a weird moment. And so my dad takes a lot of pride in that. And that is the reason I do not sneak my family members into press conferences anymore.
Wise sage advice for any aspiring media members out there. Don't take your father to press conferences. And maybe, even if in the best intention, leave him by himself, because you never know what dads are going to do. Papa Rodine just out here throwing out haymakers for no reason. I love the explanation that he was like, nobody was talking to him, so I'm going to go tell him how bad he played tonight. That's what I'm going to do. That's my next step.
It was so dumb. I ended up, a few months later, I brought my brother to a press conference, my little brother, and he kept his mouth shut. He did an awesome job. Jack was the best. He held the camera, and there were no issues at all.
Fantastic.
My dad, though, yeah, he's never coming to a press conference with me again.
Yeah, Papa Rodine has lost his ability to cover Iowa men's basketball games. You know, when I'm feeling good, when I'm having these conversations with great guests that I bring on this podcast that are engaging, insightful, intelligent, funny, I would love to share a treat with them. I would like to be sitting across the couch from them in real life. We're doing these over Zoom, but I would like to be sitting with them and sharing a delicious treat. And the one treat that comes to mind for me is Built Bar. Yeah, and that's right, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever that legitimately tastes like a candy bar. And the improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. That's right, deliciouser is the word of the week when it comes to Built Bar. They now have 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones that include caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. As soon as I knew Built Bar was back and better than ever, I went to BuiltBar.com and ordered all 6 of those new flavors as a part of my 10-piece Built Bar box and some of my favorites from the old 12 original flavors, not old, they're still up to date, but the original flavors like peanut butter, banana bread, and mint brownie, which was my favorite of the original crop. But those 6 new flavors, ooh, enticing. They're covered in 100% chocolate, they are soft and easy to chew, and on top of the delicious-er taste, the Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low in calorie, they're low in sugar, but they are high in protein and high in fiber. They are great in the things that you want, and they are great in the things that you don't want because they don't have a lot of those bad things like calories and sugar. So go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. And you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. But wait, it doesn't stop there. There's a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. Built Bar outfitting you for everything you need. Whether it's a weekend on the lake, you can bring some Built Bars with you, keep them ice cold. That cooler comes in handy. So once again, use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. So speaking of fathers and speaking of Iowa, one of my favorite personalities on Twitter that I interact with a decent amount is the father of Luka Garza. His name is Frank Garza, the University of Idaho legend in the basketball program. Have you interacted with Frank? And do you have a Frank Garza story that you can share here on Locked On Big Ten as well?
Oh my God. First, I just want my official statement to be how much I love Frank Garza.
I agree.
Frank is the best human. He's awesome. Luca's great too. Love Luca. But Frank is wonderful. So Frank started following me on Twitter a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't, you know, big yet or anything like that. And then he had his whole let the peacock fly moment and he right. really took off. Frank has been one of my biggest supporters out, like, of anyone, like friends, family. Like, Frank shares everything I do. He always calls me the Hawkeye Angel, and it makes me smile every single time. It's so sweet. He said he wants me to start my own sports network called Lucy Sports Network, and that all the Iowa fans can be my backers. And he is just the most wonderful, wonderful human. My funny Frank Garza story is, this was earlier this year at a basketball game, and I was just in the tunnel before the game at the time with a – not to – we keep going to this breakup theme, but it really, it's not that common in my life. It just happens at these funny moments. And I was with some guy I was seeing. He was mm-hmm. just there talking to me, just saying, you know, hey, what up before the game, because he was there to watch it. And he loved Frank Garza. So I saw Frank walk by and I was like, oh, I'll totally like introduce you to Frank. And he's like, are you serious? Like, please do. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And so Frank comes up, gives me the, you know, the world's biggest hug, tells me how me he is. Just yeah. such a sweet guy, like the best human. And I was like, Frank, this is my friend. And Frank's like, hey, it's nice to meet you. And he just looks at him and goes, have you put a ring on it yet, son? She's amazing. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, Frank Garza just told the dude that I'm talking to, you know, marry yes. me. And it was one of those moments where I was like, that is the coolest story ever. And so, and the guy I was talking to at the time was so nice. He was super funny about it. Like, he knows who Frank is. And so it was awesome. And it was just kind of one of those moments where I was like, so this is life now. Like,
yeah.
It was, I love Frank. He is, I mean, he's such a like interesting, like brilliant, smart, wonderful human, but he is just the nicest dude ever. Wonderful person. I'm so happy that you know him. It just makes me so happy to talk about him.
Frank and I have interacted a few times through Twitter DMs. I hope to meet him one day in person. the first interaction we had is because this past basketball season, I tweeted something about Luka's eyebrows because, in my opinion, probably the most dominant force in his entire game. I definitely think it powers his post moves. I think it makes Luka Garza who he is, the great basketball center that he is for the University of Iowa. And Frank liked that. And I was like, oh, Frank, just like randomly. It was actually like 2 days after I tweeted it during, I think, a Thursday night game. Saturday, I'm just like hanging out. And Frank, I get a notification that Frank Garza liked your tweet. And I'm like, is that like Frank Garza? Like Luka's father, Frank Garza? And then I tweeted at him. He tweeted back at me. We've interacted a few times since. I've been trying to bring him on the Locked On Big Ten show. I think now I will be able to. The last month or so, been busy talking with people about coronavirus and what that means for football. So now that we're done with that, at least, we can go to happier times and have Frank Garza. And I love, absolutely love, that he went up and said to the kid, have you put a ring on it, son? Like, you got it. Let me sit you down for a fireside chat and let you know how this should go. That, from what I know, is just the most typical Frank Garza loving story.
It's so Frank. And I know Luka pretty well, obviously. See, like, I've covered Iowa basketball for a while, and Luka's the nicest guy, such a great kid. But every once in a while, you know, you see him out, like, not in media scenarios. And I just, like, went up and talked to him, and I was like, hey, man, like, what's up? How's it going? He's like, good. I was like, man, you would not believe what your dad did. Like, let me tell you what your dad did. And he was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man. He just loves that stuff. He's crazy. Yeah. And it's just, oh, man, Frank is just the most wonderful human. I am, what a great guy. You should absolutely have to bring him on this podcast because he is the best person to talk to.
Some final memories and some final laughs with Lucy Rodine coming up next. Frank feels like you would ask him a question, he would steer it in whatever direction he wanted. We'd go off on a tangent for like 12 minutes about something and somehow get back to the original point of me asking how he developed like Luka's post moves. But we'll get through like an entire history of like Europe to get around to everything. And that would be just the most fun. And that's maybe something I need to do, you know, in these tough times, like we mentioned, the breakup analogy that has run through the entirety of this interview. Maybe we need to enjoy ourselves a little bit more. And talking to Frank Garza, I feel like, would definitely be enjoyment.
There's nothing that can fix a broken heart better than Frank Garza. Like, that's it. We just solved the problem.
There it is. See, I knew that we, two good minds in the Big Ten, that if we went through and asked and spoke enough, that we would come to a good solution. And that being that Frank Garza is our healing source. I think he would enjoy that as well. I think he would love to know that we are talking about him. So Lucy Rodine, again, a social media superstar talent in the Big Ten, but also for Hawkeye Nation. Tell the people where they can follow you so they keep up with your content, even in these tough times when we don't have Big Ten football to talk about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Super big on Twitter. So if you want to follow me at Lucy Rodine, and that's RohdenTV. Same name for my Facebook page. You can follow me on Instagram, but I'll be honest, it's not that exciting. And you could go to my website, which is just LucyRodine.com. There's tons of Lucy avenues if you really, really want to follow me.
There it is. I mean, you got to be multi-purposed here. You got to be multi-platform. And one you left off, that I can't believe you left off, and I think the people should know, is TikTok. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I totally forgot. I haven't made a TikTok in a long time. I need to get back on the TikTok game. I think I've just been too sad. Yeah. My TikTok is at Lucy Sports Jokes. Keeping it simple. That's what I want to be associated with. If you find me at Lucy Sports Jokes, you'll see some sports jokes.
There you go. That is a very easy name to remember. Her name is Lucy, and she's making sports jokes. So you have Lucy Sports Jokes. Again, Lucy Rodine, thank you very much. I'm glad that we have solved at least a little bit our broken hearts, and we know that that's Frank Garza. So we'll be reaching out to him shortly.
Wonderful. I'm so excited to share this with him.
So many thanks again to Lucy, podcast guest Rodine, for coming on two episodes of the Locked On Big Ten show. As she just mentioned, make sure to follow her on social media. She provides a laugh and a smile, and that's what we all need during these times. Lucy is creating great content surrounding the Big Ten, and that's always fun, and that's always enjoyable. So we have one more episode this week coming up on Friday. What we will discuss, I'm not entirely sure. I'm at the stage of this process where the thought of prolonging another 6 months to try to get to an eventual start date for football or for fall sports, or even thinking, how can we get to November for college basketball? I don't know. You know, I'm a little bit at a loss. So if you, the fans of the Locked On Big Ten show, the great members of this Big Ten community, have any ideas that you want to hear on this show, maybe we'll do a mailbag. Locked On Podcast Network has started this thing called Locked On Live that looks pretty nifty. I know my guys from Locked On Spartans just did one last night, the great Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan. So Maybe that's something we do to try to build that community. Try to engage. If you have any ideas, I'm looking. You want to be my producer? Yeah, come on this show. Anyway, until we talk on Friday, have a splendid couple of days.